He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show 530, I believe. I think it is, yes. Interesting show for you today. I have a gadget that may be a tad esoteric, but if you need this, this is the one you want to get for sure. We're also going to go over a couple websites that will be useful to you and also a couple apps that I think will be useful for you. Also, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will absolutely answer all my email. Okay, so what are we going to do today? Well, let's get into the gadget of the day, and this is it. It's made by a company called Apricorn. I love that name. They make all kinds of encrypted, military-grade disks, if you will. I shouldn't say disk, hard drive and storage. They have stuff that would be used by the military and other such organizations that will lock down that information in the hard drive. They use SSD drives, solid state drives, so there's no moving parts. They're not going to break, and they're encased in a box, if you will. We'll take a look at it. That may take the shape of a hard drive. It may take the shape of a stick, a USB stick. So there's a variety of configurations. However, they all have, as you could see, some type of, we'll call it a combination keypad or lock that when you put the code in, whatever it is you want, it's your code, it's not going to be broken. End of story. So if you are carrying very highly sensitive information, financial files, legal documents, whatever the case may be, there is definitely a need to encrypt it. So if this falls into the wrong hands, if you will, they're not going to be able to open the drive, even if they cut through it with the saw because of the electronic circuitry in there. It just can't be opened. There's also a self-destruct, if you're real worried about it, key that you can use, but I haven't needed that yet. You may, I don't. So let's take a look at some of the different products. Of course, as you can see here, they make a plethora of devices, all high quality, all very, very well made, set up multiple devices in seconds. Stuff is the real deal. 256-bit hardware encryption on USB drives. So you can get flash keys, you can get desktop hard drives, or you can get the portables. And we're going to take a look at a portable drive today. And they make a variety of different flavors, if you will. I happen to have the Aegis Fortress L3, and that's what we're going to look at. I must tell you that they make a Fortress and a padlock. These run from $240 up to $13,000. That's a lot of money, yeah. So depending upon what you need, they will have something in the portable vein. They also have other ones that aren't as encrypted, and they start at $200. And the cheapest one, the padlock, starts at about $179. So again, these are not cheap. They're not for the faint of heart, but if you want something that you can drop, kick, beat up, these are going to take the torture. So the one that I have and the one that we'll look at, as I mentioned, is the Aegis Fortress L3. This is a USB drive, a SSD drive, solid state drive. It's ultra rugged, which is what I need. Super fast, hardware-based, 256-bit encryption. 140 to 42 level, three validated. That's kind of the degree of encryption that it will use. Software-free setup and operation. Cross-form compatible at work on the Mac or the PC. And it comes with a free onboard keypad authentication. Well, yeah, that's what it's all about. So yeah, it comes with it. Very interesting device. They make, as I said, a variety of configurations. I happen to have the 500 gigabyte configuration. Right now that's $240. You can get 1 terabyte, 2, 3, 4, 5, excuse me. All kinds of stuff you can get. I believe they also sell them with regular drives or solid state. I only deal with solid state drives anymore with the portable drives. The other ones just break too much for me and they can't take a beating. You can go in and read the specifications, but let me just say that they are military grade specifications for encryption or higher. It's made out of aircraft grade 6061 aluminum alloy enclosures. You're not going to take these apart easily. And they have all kinds of encryption and administrator maneuvers that you can use that will allow other people to use them with separate combinations, so on and so forth. Very, very nice drive. These are just some of the types of things that you can do with it. It has a self-destruct pin that we mentioned. Really nice. Two interchangeable cables come with it. Very well made. Let us take a look at this up front and close on camera too. So here we have the Apricot Fortress L3. As I mentioned before, it is pretty much indestructible. This is what it looks like. Same size, if you will, as a regular portable hard drive. It's aluminum, real high grade aluminum. You're not going to break it. You can slam that as hard as you want. It's not going to break. Here is your keypad. As you can see, there's various combinations. You have various indicator lights here. This is going to light up that it's locked. This is red. Unlocked is green. And then you're going to have a blue light here that will indicate that it's time to put in your password. Setup is really simple. You're going to hold two keys down, put in your password, hit open, and then you put it in again, hit open, and then it locks that in there. You can, if you lose your password, and I've done that, reset the whole drive. The best way to do that is to go on to the website and read the instruction page. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Only one place to put your cord. One end is, of course, USB. The other end, of course, is USB, and it's looking like that. So this just basically is going to go in here like so, and you're going to plug that in, and that's it. You'll enter in your codes, whatever it is they may be, and it opens the drive. If you pull the drive out, if you lose power, it will automatically shut off. If someone rips the drive off, physically pulls it, it will lock, and you will not be able to open this unless you have the proper code. End of story. So these are pretty nice. They'll fit in your shirt pocket. Of course, you take this off. Very lightweight, very portable, and extremely, very indestructible. I can attest to that. You're asking what I use this for. You're wondering if I'm working for the CIA or whatever. Actually, I keep my video files on here and my photographs, things that we've just shot for business purposes. I don't want to lose the drive. I don't want other people in it because many times we're working on projects that are confidential in terms of hardware or software. So everything is stored on this, and I have dropped them many times. I have stepped on them many times, and believe it or not, they still work. So let's take a peek now at what these things cost and what availability there are for them. As I mentioned, if you do forget your code, which is not a good thing, put in a code. Has to be at least seven letters, or seven numbers minimum, up to 26, I think, 21, 26. So it's a long code. Again, you're not going to break into these things. You're not going to decrypt it. You can see the little lights that are lit up here. And in the guidebook, it shows you essentially what those lights are for. The Instructions are very easy. If you lose the instructions, and I have, you can just go on their website and everything is there. This delineates nice what the actual lights mean. So you know what's going on. You know if it's red, blinking, or solid, you ain't getting in that drive. When you first put the drive in, you have to unlock it. Otherwise, your computer won't recognize it. Duh. And it shows you how to maneuver the password, the pins to let other people in. It shows you how to delete a user pin if they should leave or get fired or whatever. It shows you how to do that so multiple people can access it. Again, always keeping security in mind. You have a one-time recovery pin, so they think of everything. And you can set it to read-write modes if you want. And they also have a detailed description as to how you can get into this. If something happens, a self-destruction pin, we talked about that. And of course, my favorite, performing a complete reset when you forget the combination or you just want to start all over from scratch. This shows you how to reset it. Very simple, takes less than a minute, and how to enter in all new codes, because once you reset this, it goes back to factory specs and you've got to start all over. So very nice device for sure. I really like this thing. You can buy these on Amazon. Apricorn, a 2 terabyte unit. I only have 500 gigs. This is a 2 terabyte, called the Padlock. Not quite as secure as the one I have, the L3. But this is going to set you back 250, let's call it $254. Well worth it. Again, hard drive is a military-grade encryption. And data at rest protection, can't get into these things. Drive reset feature, auto-lock feature, self-destruct pin, FIPS 140. 2 level validated, and also 256 AES XTS military grade hardware encryption. So if you want to read more and you're freaky about it, it's made in the good old USA. And this one is nice because it has the integrated cable. I like that a lot. Mine is a tad older than this model. There you go. Also, if you want these flash drives, you know, the sticks, as I call them, the USB sticks with the combos on them, they make those too. So all in all, it's a very reliable company, a very reliable product. They do have tech support, but I have had just zero problems. And I've been through every problem you can have with these, and easily solvable. Just look in the manual. It's that simple. You'll notice that they get a 4.5 out of 5 stars. Extremely good rating because it's an extremely good product. Okay, let's take a look at some apps and gadget apps of the day and some websites of the day. This one is called Instapaper. Really, really nice app. Totally free. Use this on the iOS or your Android operating system. This will let you save anything, read anything, anywhere. You create an account for free. I have mine on my iPad because that's where I do a lot of the reading of my articles and web pages and things. And I can save all kinds of interesting articles, videos, cooking recipes, song lyrics. Not that I sing, fortunately for everybody here, but just all kinds of things. And I like it primarily. What I use it for is just saving websites so I can go back and read them or you know, information on products and things. It's really nice. Instapaper syncs the articles and videos, which is a real nice thing, like YouTube videos, so that they're waiting for you on all your devices, cross-platform, iPad, Android phone, Kindle, whatever you want. All your stuff is going to be there. So free. Check it out. You're going to like it. Now, I'm always asked, always, once a week I get, hey, Gadget Professor, where can I get free stuff? Or where can I get the best buys? And over the years, I've given you hundreds of sites that are bargain basement sites. This one's kind of neat because you could put in your zip code. This is called flip.com, F-L-I-P-P.com. You put in your zip code and it will tell you where the deals are. So I'm going to just stick a zip code in here. And that's an invalid one, so I guess I'm not going to get anywhere with that. Let's try this. So I'm going to start saving now, and in that particular zip code, I can go to Fry's Supermarkets. I can go to Big Five, Dollar Tree. You get it. Also, you can put this app on your phone for free. But what's nice about it is it tells you what's going on in your specific zip code, not some store that's a zillion miles away. And as you can see, there's a lot of stuff. It's just not like one or two things here. So that's very, very, very nice. No question about it. So check that out. This will all be in the show notes, and don't have to write it down if you don't want. This next one is very handy to calm you down if you're in the doctor's office or if you're waiting for your kid to get out of school, whatever the case may be. This is an adult coloring book. The kids love this. They love it more than the adults because it's really creative, real easy to use, and fun. And I frequently get asked, are there any free coloring books out there that aren't of cartoon characters? Well, this is one of them, and it's called, it's Chroma, the adult coloring book. Totally free. You can get in-app purchases if you so desire. That's up to you. This next one I'm reluctant to even show, but I will. I got an email, I don't know, this week, last week, and they wanted a free VPN. It's not an easy thing to find, and folks, you got to remember, frequently you're going to get what you pay for. If you pay nothing for it, then that's pretty much what you're going to get for the most part. There are thousands upon thousands of apps out there and useful websites that are free, and they give you a lot of value. When it comes to VPN, someone's got to pay for that bandwidth. So, in answer to your question, Tunnel Bear is free up to a point. You're going to get, I think it's 500 gigs a week, something like that. Tunnel Bear is free incrementally. So here you go, 500 megabits, that's what I thought. Try Tunnel Bear free for 500 megabits every month, no credit card required. Obviously, if you're going to use more than that, you're going to have to pay for it. Let me also tell you that no matter what kind of VPN that you use, I don't care what it is, I don't care how much you pay, every single one of them is going to slow down the process when you download something. That's the way it works. It's going to take time to log on. It's going to take time to rev up. And yeah, it does slow down your process. So if you expect to achieve the same speed that you were getting before you turned on the VPN, it's not going to happen. And that's not because it's a bad product. That's the way they work. They've got a tunnel, if you will, or go from point A to point B to point C to point and bop it all around. So it's going to slow things down. All right. I was asked again this week, I had a lot of email, what is one of the best, of course, free? I never had someone ask, what's the best one I can buy? it's always, what's the best one I can get for free? That's okay. This one is called Photo Leap by a company called Light Tricks. This is free. Yes, there are in-app purchases, but I'll tell you, the free version is pretty darn good. Unless you're a pro, it's probably going to do everything you want. And if you decide you want to upgrade and buy the in-app purchases, it's only going to set you back a couple bucks. It's not like it's 25 or 30 bucks. It's only like $4 or $5, maybe 10 the most. I don't remember what this one is. I use this. You can have a lot of fun with this and create some really cool stuff, really nice stuff. So check it out. Look at 4.7 stars out of 5. So how much better can it get? All right. Last two we're going to talk about today are where can you watch free stuff? I love these sites. I use them all the time. This one is called The CW, 100% free. You will get some ads. This is great for the iPad, the iPhone, or on Apple TV. Tons of stuff on here. This is, I think, primarily a kids channel, if you will, because they got all the, you know, the different superheroes and stuff like that. So if the kids are bored and you're out of your wits' end, like what should they watch? This is a pretty good site. It's The CW. And what I think is the best all-around free site with the best quality movies has got to be Crackle. You will always find something to watch on Crackle. You will always get commercials when you use Crackle. There's no way around it. So You want something good to watch, go on Crackle and start previewing what they have. I guarantee you, you'll find some really good stuff. And I think it's the best all-around free content site out there. Although Tubi's pretty good also, and Paramount is pretty good too. But this is certainly in my top five, Crackle. And you'll find some old weird stuff on this too. In addition to movies, you're going to have TV's programs that are on there. And, you know, you'll find something interesting there, I'm sure. So, you know, scout around these sites, see what you come up with. And eventually you'll find something that you or your kids want to watch. So Crackle's a great site. If you haven't checked it out, I would urge you to do that. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I will see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.